Aaron?
Yes, sir.
I am James.
Nice to meet you, James.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You're talking about a church system, or?
Oh, well, the church I go to, I'll just explain it to her that it's a church made up of small house groups.
Nice. And that was how it was in the New Testament.
Right, and our leadership is actually a number of pastors.
Huh. What's the name of it?
Emmaus.
Emmaus?
Emmaus.
Do you have like a website?
We do. EmmausSpringfield.com.
EmmausSpringfield.com. I'd love to look it up.
Yeah,
maybe I'll reach out to them.
Yeah,
we're always looking for other believers to unite to. Now, here's the thing. We find few we can unite to. Why do you think that is?
Because doctrine. They unite with the world. Yeah.
Yeah, doctrine. I mean, there's so... I mean, every... I got to be honest with you. Every religious assembly we see in buildings is united to the world. And so far, I don't know house churches. I'm not saying yours. I don't know. I haven't tested it. But they also are united to the ways of the world. And what we try to do is tell people, you know, you can't be of the world and you can't be of Christ. You have to come out in holiness. Go look at the Israelites and everybody that ever lived before God, for God. They always were called to come out from the people among them. Have you noticed the American Christians? They pretty much live just like the world. So that would be my call. Test yourself. Did my wife give you a gospel card?
She did.
Yeah. Test yourself at don'tperish.com for free. We don't take people's money. And I believe we teach doctrinal truth. And if I'm wrong on something, I want to know about it. But we don't do Christmas. We don't do Easter. We don't do Good Friday. These are all pagan holidays that the Roman Catholics ordained. They have nothing to do with God's true people. And, you know, sports and politics and movies and entertainment. Could you see Jesus watching a Chiefs game? But why do Christians do that, sir?
It's entertaining. It's distraction.
This is all Satan's distraction. Look at all these Christians here. I always try to guilt people. I do. Look at these Christians here. People are dying, going to hell, Christians, while you're entertaining yourself. Think about that. Jesus said, "Go preach the gospel." Yet Americans, I believe the God of America is entertainment. And we stand against that. So thank you for coming up, making contact. Email me. I'd love to talk to you. But I'll look up that website and I'll check them out and I'll test them.
EmmausSpringfield.com.
You tell your leaders. You tell your leaders. You met a man and a woman. I retired early to do this. I fund myself. We live in our van. We travel the country to do this. If you guys are biblical or you want to be. I always say that because we all could have blind spots and we need help to get truth. If you're biblical.
Bathrooms are like this next street right here at the stop sign and right there. They have them there, and then they have some usually down at the end of the road.
If somebody's biblical or they want to be, my wife and I will be their best workers and servants, and we will work, and we'll go out and preach, and we'll send people back to you. But I find so many people. You know, Jesus said few will enter the kingdom of God in the last days. Do you know in Greek what that word few means?
Few.
Puny. In the Greek, taking it to English, it means puny. Look around you. A puny number of these people are going to enter into the kingdom of God. Most of them are going to lose their lives. Why? They love this life more than they love God. And Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way for those who obey him. We can't earn our way to heaven, but the fruit that we're on the path is we're obeying him, loving him. Like, are you married?
I am not.
Okay, if you were married and you told me you loved your wife, I would say the fruit is you're faithful to her and you take care of her. If you say you loved her and you beat her up and don't take care of her, I'd say you're a liar.
You don't love.
Right. So how can people love God while they
and
keep
not do what they say
and
what
not,
he says.
Not keep and they keep sinning against them and they live as the world. So I'd love to hear from you, man.
You too, man. All right. What was your name again?
James.
James. Aaron.
Aaron. Love you, man.
Good to meet you, brother. Love you too.
I hope I see you in the kingdom. Let me know
I'm gonna be praying for you and I'm gonna send you an email.
Good. You do that. Let me know I can help you. God be praised.